Hello, everybody. It's time for the weekly word. My goodness, I'm so excited. We are coming up on a very, very special week. Yes, this is a special week according to the Hebrew calendar. God is releasing favor and establishing his covenant with us. This is the month Mar Cheshvan, where we remember the cleansing rains, the abundant rains that come into this month. It's a rainy season in Israel. It's a time of abundant rains. We know that rain means cleansing, it means abundancy, but this Hebrew month is Mar Cheshvan, which means it's bitter rains. There is times where what's sweet is going to become bitter. There's times where God is going to stretch us and stretch our faith this month. And I feel that in the spirit realms. We came straight out of the Feast of Tabernacles, entered into Mar Cheshvan, and there was a lot of spiritual warfare. Come on, somebody high five me right now. How many of you entailed an enormous amount of spiritual warfare the last week of October and right here into the beginning of November? And listen, that's okay. That's what often happens when we come off a feast. A feast is a promotion time. It's a time where we bless the Lord and the Lord blesses us. Remember, he promised us the seven blessings, but the enemy comes in like a thief in the night, and he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And so he was waiting right there until the feast was open so that he could come searching for any open doors that we might have in our life. And so if you got hit up by the enemy, listen, join the club. I had my own levels of spiritual warfare that I faced. There's a very, very strong spirit of witchcraft that was released in the earth the last week of October, just as we entered into Mar Cheshvan. I think it's interesting because Mar Cheshvan means bittersweet. We came off the sweetness of the feast into a month with no feast, but it is a month of faith testing. And so whenever the enemy comes in, he looks for open doors in our life. So this is where we need to be challenged to close all those open doors with legitimate healing. So if you notice that the enemy came in hard upon you this past week, there are things that God needs you to believe him for. There are things in your soul that need to be healed. The enemy can only come for that which has not been dealt with. Where have we not confessed? Where have we not repented? Where have we not asked for forgiveness? And this is part of the abundant rains. They're cleansing rains. They're rains to cleanse and purify our soul. Last week's message was from James, the book of James. God spoke to us about cleansing our hearts, purifying ourselves, drawing near to God, not being double-minded, but being single-minded. Why? Witchcraft comes in when we're double-minded. Double-minded means two spirits. It means when we're vacillating. Enemy loves that. He loves us not to have a firm foundation in our faith in what Jesus Christ has done for us. But that witchcraft spirit will try and tether us. It will try and hold us down. And as it does that, it causes us not to be able to soar, not to be able to rise, you know. Eagles are free. They fly. They go to new territories. But when we have sin, or when we have unconfessed trauma or difficulties, or we're holding on to unforgiveness or resentment, bitterness, any of these things, the enemy can easily tether himself to us and keep us down. So if you were feeling a little suffocated last week, if you were feeling a little like you were not soaring very high, it is because there is a spirit that came in to kill, steal, and destroy. But listen, we have demonic forces we're always dealing with, but God has spoken to us about being seated with him in heavenly places, that we are the people that have risen above. There is a new and living way. This is where we need to learn and understand the principles of ascension, because ascension means we soar above the enemy. It means that we rise above the things that are hitting us hard. The enemy wants to steal our joy. He wants to rob us, especially of the great blessings that we received during Tabernacles, or cause us to question the seven blessings of Tabernacles, which was what? Double portion, financial abundance, restoration, miracles, God's divine presence, a blessing on our sons and daughters, and everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be delivered. And so the enemy comes in to cause doubt. Doubt is double-mindedness. So it's time to get back into a single-minded focus on the Lord. So this week, okay, I know last week was kind of hard, all right? And listen, I can get some high fives. If that's you, just go ahead and agree with me below, comment, because this is a time where we find that there is, you know, God revealing to us things that may hold us back for what's coming the next 6 months. And so I want to encourage you, though, because you see, Noah was faced with a lot of different issues, right? I mean, Noah in Genesis chapter 6, this is Mar Cheshvan. So this is when we remember that Noah was commanded by God to build the ark. And then once he were to build it, then he was to put his family in it, right? And then he was to put in every living creature into that ark. And so when we think about this being Mar Cheshvan, or a bittersweet time, when we think about that, it's a time where we know and remember that God himself has properly positioned us to be able to stand inside this ark, to stand in this place of complete and total rest and peace. Now, the word tells us in Genesis chapter 6 that Noah had grace and favor with God. It said he had the grace of God upon his life. And so because of God's grace, he was invited into a covenant. And God comes and tells him that I'm going to establish my covenant with you. This is Genesis 6 verse 18. God says, I'm going to come and I'm going to establish my covenant with you and your family. So in the midst of God cleansing the earth with these rains and getting rid of sin, he selected Noah and his family and he deposited great favor upon them. So great favor for Noah, great favor for his family, and God established a covenant with Noah. Now, we are the sons and daughters of Noah. Woohoo! I am so excited because we are the sons and daughters that have also inherited his favor. And that favor has been affirmed through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. So yes, although we are from the descendants of Adam and Eve, we are also from the line of Noah, right? And so when Jesus came into the earth, he's also from the line of Noah, right? He came into the earth and he was willingly gave his life and he died for our sins. He was buried. He was resurrected that we might be set free from the power of sin, death, and the grave. And then he ascended and he took the church with him. All right. This is where we're called to live all the time, in this place of soaring with him, in this place of resting, in this place of the promised land, abiding with him, being seated with him in heavenly places. All right. And so we have to remember that, this month of Mar Cheshvan, though it's bitter sweet, okay, though it's bitter and there's cleansing rains, it is a time where we are receiving great favor from the Lord. Now, in 5785, Hebrew year 5785, which turned over at the beginning of October, that is a year. This is considered to be a year of overwhelming grace. So what do we remember about Noah's life in Genesis chapter 6, verse 8? Is that God had great grace and favor upon him, selected him, pulled him into an obedient relationship with him so that he would build this ark and he would then ultimately save generations. So our generation is part of the generational covenant that was made with Noah. So God came to establish his covenant with Noah and his family. He considered them to be righteous by faith, just like Abraham was righteous by faith. He considered them to be a chosen family. And so you are a chosen family. You are chosen, you are anointed, you are set apart, you are properly positioned by God. And this month, no matter what kind of turmoils you might be facing, or no matter what kind of enemy attack, you need to put on your eyes of the fact that God has great favor on you and great grace, okay? Because this is a year of overwhelming grace. So God is going to extend his grace to you. So even in the midst of the spiritual warfare that I felt this past week, God kept speaking to me about focusing on the favor and His grace upon my life, right? The same goes for you. Now, how do we know this is true? Because if we fast forward to 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 19, we are the generations of Noah. We are also a royal generation. We are a generation of royalty. We're a royal priesthood, a holy nation. We are chosen by God. We are set apart as His peculiar people. And we are called to be the light in the darkness. All right. So we know this about ourselves, but now we've got to get back in the game. You know, no matter the pushback this past week, you got to get back in the game. God has given you favor. He's given you His grace. He's given you everything you need in order to continue to pursue the plan, purpose, and destiny that God has over your life. God is establishing covenant with you, and He needs you to be single-minded. Now, we know that the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but we know in John 10:10, okay, the enemy may come to rob, but God comes to bring abundancy, great abundancy to us, okay? Why? Because we are the sons and daughters of the King. We have received full grace and full blessing through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. So when you believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you are catapulted into a realm of grace with the Lord. And so this is what we need to celebrate this week. Regardless of what kind of warfare has come upon you, you need to celebrate the overwhelming grace of God. Now, if you're in the United States of America, we're about ready to come up onto an election time. This is a time where we need to be resting in the overwhelming grace of God. I believe God has heard the prayers of the sons and daughters of the King. He has seen us come to the plate and hit that ball out of the park with our vote. I hope you have gone to vote, and to vote Christian, to vote according to the Bible, to vote for the rights of life, to vote for protection for our children, to vote in a way that we will begin to see change in our nation. You got to vote the change. Come on. So it's time to vote right and begin to be one of those that steps into the overwhelming grace of God and His favor. We're a royal priesthood and a holy nation. We're called to stand up for holiness and righteousness. This means your vote is for holiness and righteousness, the best that we can do in the United States of America. And so when you're trying to choose your candidates here, there is you need to stand on the word of God here. This is what you need to do. You need to stand and make your plea for what is as best holiness and righteousness in the midst of everything that is going on. And so get out there and vote if you haven't already done it yet. We are coming up on a week where we're going to have to remember the overwhelming grace of God. I also believe the enemy hit us up really hard last week because he was trying to push people back from doing the thing that God wanted them to do, which is get to the polls and to vote right, to vote for what He says in His word about saving children, about standing for the unborn, standing for those who need it the most, being a voice in the nations that will minister the word of God, the gospel of Jesus Christ, to stand with candidates that believe in God. There's only one candidate for president that believes in God, and that is Donald Trump. And you know, you may not like what it is that I'm saying right now, but the fact of the matter is, Donald Trump is standing for the Lord as best as he can. The Democratic Party has taken God out of its platform. They wrote God out. Okay, so if you are a Christian and you believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, it is time to let your vote count and get in there and do what you need to do to vote Christian. Okay, doesn't mean that you like a person or you don't like a person. It means what do they stand for? Okay, and so let's stand with who stands for something. And so it's time for us to step into this overwhelming grace of God, to be the chosen generation, the royal priesthood. I know you were pushed back last week. Listen, I was too. But it's also because we got promoted. Whenever you get promoted, the enemy comes in to prove the promotion. See, this is the hard thing, because a lot of times we'll look at that enemy attack. It throws us off kilter because we've been receiving so many blessings and so much joy. And then boom, you know, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But it also awakens us to the next levels of what God is working on. Okay. And so the church got hit a little bit hard last week, but let's recover this week. Come on, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let's stand and let's go forth and let's minister the word. Let's be his voice. Now, your vote is your voice. Okay. Where you can't stand there with the microphone maybe and tell people what's the right way to go, you can get yourself to the polls and you can check. That's your voice. Your vote is your voice for standing for God or not standing for God. Now, it's important for us to realize that we are children of the covenant and God comes to establish his covenant. Obedience is better than sacrifice. I said that last week. So this week, God wants us to soar like eagles. Come on, God began to speak to me about soaring like eagles. Now, what is the United States of America all about? We are the land of freedom, right? And in freedom, our bird is the bald eagle, right? He represents freedom and liberty. And so we need to not be tethered to sin or tethered to lies, and we need to fly. We need to be free in every way. So if there's something that you need to confess, I want you to do it right now. Say, Father, I just confess my sin right now in the name of Jesus. I confess my anger. Come on, some of you are angry at people. I confess my unforgiveness. I confess my bitterness. Listen, I'm with you on this, okay? I'm not perfect. There's things I have to confess before God too. Before I did this whole thing, I sat before the Lord. Confess everything on your heart so you can become untethered, so you can soar like an eagle. What does that word soar mean? I teach this in my Dream Mentors 101 class. Listen, if you haven't signed up for Dream Mentors, you got to get signed up. Dream Mentors is maturing people right and left all over the planet. And we have classes that are running. We got 101 classes getting ready to start. And one of the aspects of the course is that we give you strategies for living. Okay. There's lots of strategies that we give. But one of the strategies is a fly like an eagle approach. Learning how to fly like an eagle, learning how to go down into the recesses of your heart and follow after the desires of your heart, knowing and understanding that God himself has these desires for you, or else you would not have them, okay? And then in line with flying like an eagle, we got to learn to soar, okay? So soar is it represents an acronym for four words: submit, obey, attract, and request. So what happened last week is that God called us. He said right away, if you go back to last week's message that I gave about what's God doing in the universe during Mar Cheshvan, he said submit and obey. So in order for us to soar, we need to submit to the Lord. That means to every request, not be double-minded, but single-minded. Obey him, submit to him, and the enemy will flee. Resist the devil and he'll flee. Obey God. And then you will attract, which is A, the requests that you make before God. Okay, so you have certain requests, you have certain things you want to see happen. You want to see these things happen? These things that you're asking for are things that are God, through his Holy Spirit, is asking through you. Okay, so you need to submit to the Lord, resist the devil, and he'll flee. You need to obey God, do what it is that he says, and then the things that you're asking for are going to be attracted to you. Heaven responds when we're soaring. Where are you seated? In the earth? No, in heavenly places. You just tread on the earth. God sees us here. He sees his church there. So we need to submit and obey from there. So in order for the church to fly, in order for us to enter into the fullness of freedom, even this week, during election week, we need to submit to the Lord, to obey, and then our requests, what we want, will be attracted to us. Come on. And listen, if you want to learn more about this, join our Dream Mentors. Go to dreammentors.org. Sign up for a biblical life coach. Join one of our groups. Meet people from all over the world and learn about the processes of soul transformation. Not only get your personal healing, but help other people get healed. Cut off that enemy. He only resides in in the death realms. He cannot reside in the heavenly realms. Learn to soar. And so as sons and daughters of the covenant, and God established covenant with Noah, he protected Noah's family in the ark, and God is going to protect you. Part of the covenant that we've made, the new covenant with Jesus Christ, the mediator of the new covenant, in the order of Melchizedek, the new and living way, is that God establishes covenant with his people. We have his favor. We are a royal priesthood and a holy nation. We've been set apart and called to fight forward for him. Come on, I can feel some of you getting excited right now. Go fight. Go share this video. Somebody needs to hear this. You need to know that it's time to get up and fight. It's time to vote. It's time to stand. It's time to move into position. It's time not to let the enemy kill, steal, and destroy, but stand in faith. Honor the Lord your God. Honor him with your first fruits, with everything. And then he says that your barns are going to be overflowing and your vats filled with new wine. This is Proverbs chapter 3. Honor the Lord with your substance. What's your substance? It's your faith. Your faith. If you have faith, you can do anything. You can sow anything. You can step into any zone. You can pray, and what you're praying will come to you. Because what you're asking by the power of the Holy Spirit, and God is not turning away from you. You can ask to keep your heart pure, to purify yourself, to keep yourself holy. Listen, these are the things that God wants for us. When we obey him, we receive the blessings. It's been that way from day one. Go and read Deuteronomy chapter 28. This is what Moses was fighting with the Jewish people about, with the Israelites. He says, listen, will you just not obey him? Do what he says, and you're going to be blessed if we will obey his commandments. So God establishes his covenant with us, and part of his covenant is that he loves us immensely, and he wants to bless our socks off. Yep, that's part of the covenant. You're his kid and he wants to bless you, but can you receive the blessing? See, that's the question. How is your heart ready to receive the blessing? Have you submitted yourself to him? Are you ready to receive by saying, Lord, you know, I have asked for forgiveness. I'm straight up with you now. I'm standing in righteousness. I'm ready to receive. I'm going to submit. I'm going to obey, and I'm going to attract the requests that I make. They're going to come back to me in the earth zone. Come on, I'm getting excited right now. I'm feeling the presence of God. So Noah, this is his month, the month of November. So read Genesis chapter 6, 7, 8. Noah went into the ark in Cheshvan 17, and he came out a year later on Cheshvan 27. He stayed in the safety of the ark. Stay in the safety of the covenant commitment that you've made to God. God says it's time to commit to him again. Listen, if you've messed it up, just commit to him again. Say, Father, forgive me. I commit to you again. Listen, it's all right. He's merciful. He's grace upon us. This is the year of overwhelming grace. 5785, the voice of grace. God is going to be gracious unto his people, but you've got to ask for it, okay? See, he answers what we pray. We attract our requests when we submit and obey. That's what soar is all about. Come take our Dreamers classes and learn more about soaring. Come on, let's soar above the demonic. Let's soar above the enemy. Let's get out there and be soarers while we're treading in the earth, while we're carrying what needs to be carried in order to be the change and make the difference. I don't know about you, but I'm getting excited. Listen, I know last week was hard, but he said it would be. Bittersweet. But this week, he says, the favor of God is upon your life. Okay, now listen to me, and I'm going to pray for a release of this favor. Because all that's preventing this favorfulness from being released is what's between your ears. It's your mind. You're doubting whether or not you deserve favor. Listen, favor isn't because you deserve it. It's unmerited favor. It means it comes when you don't do anything. Noah was a man. He was considered to be righteous by God because of his faith. But listen, Noah had sin in him just like everybody else had sin in him. Okay? But God selected him, set him apart, called him to build this enormous ark. My God commanded him to do it. Took him a long time to do it. And then God put him and his family safe in it for an entire year until land was found again and he could get out of the ark. And we are the generations that come from Noah. And Jesus is the affirmation of what Noah did. Noah obeyed God. Jesus came into existence. And then he was the one that properly positioned us to forever be soaring. Listen, there should never be a day you're not soaring. Submit to God, obey, and attract requests, the requests that you make. Now listen, God isn't like Santa Claus. You don't go to him with your big long list and expect that he's going to like give you everything, okay? Life is worth more than that, all right? But when you come to know him, you see his greatness, and you see that he wants to bless you. He wants to bless his people. He is so great. He is so good. He is so amazing. You know, that's what I focus on, is God's goodness and greatness. I don't focus on myself. I don't focus on my sin. You got to get off of all that business in the earth realms. The earth realms are death realms. The heavenly realms are life realms. Jesus took us to the heavenly realms. Don't focus on you. Focus on God, and all your issues are going to go away. When you focus on God, you get God's perspective, and then you can start doing. You can start obeying him. When we focus on ourselves, and we focus on what we need, when we focus on what we don't have, when we focus on all of our issues, we just spiral down, and we open up a door for the spirit of witchcraft to come in and kill, steal, and destroy. We've got to keep our eyes up here. We got to keep our eyes. Jesus made a way to properly position us here. See, when you're talking to Jesus, he's seated at the right hand of the Father, and you're seated at his right hand or on his lap, for goodness sake. You can talk to him all the time. Where are you? You're here, because that's where Jesus is. But we've got to stay up here. We have to continue to soar. Don't allow your sin. Don't allow the lies of the enemy. Don't allow manipulation. Don't allow your needs to tether you and yank you back down to earth. Come on, I declare it and decree it in the mighty name of Jesus. That enemy's got to get his hands off of you, and everything that is broken on the inside of you, be healed in the name of Jesus. Begin to confess it. Say, Father, I'm broken here. This is missing here. I need help here. I've missed the mark here. And guess what? He's going to come and he's going to bring healing to you. And when he heals you, that closes the door. And then the enemy cannot tether himself to you. You have now put on your clothes of royalty, and that positions you to be here and to rule here. Come on, I'm getting excited. Let's pray together. Father, I just praise you and I thank you in the mighty name of Yeshua for my friend that's watching. And I thank you, Father, that no matter the stress and strain of last week, we're going to enter this week. We're going to enter this week in faith. We're going to honor you with our substance, which is faith. Honor the Lord with your substance and the first fruits of all of your increase. Then your barns will be overflowing, and your vats, new opportunities will come to you. Your vats will be filled with new wine. And so, Lord, I just thank you that you call us to obey your commands, but it's because you established your covenant with us. And so, Lord, anywhere that we have missed the mark, that we have not kept your commands, we ask for forgiveness now in the name of Yeshua. And we thank you that because of the shed blood of Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. We are simply asking for forgiveness, not because we're not forgiven, but because we want to reinstate relationship with you, and we want to commit to you at next levels here in this month of Cheshvan. And Lord, we thank you that you're going to give us the strength and the power to be your sons and daughters, to walk on the earth and tread out truths in the name of Jesus. We thank you for abundancy. We thank you that you're greater than, that you're better than, that you are so good. And when we keep our eyes on you, everything else fades away and every enemy is defeated and flees. And Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you because of what Jesus has done. We can only be with you today because of what Jesus has done. We can only exclaim the goodness and the glory and the graciousness of God because of what Jesus has done. We thank you that Noah is our example, that we should be righteous, and that we should have faith. And in that, great favor and great grace is given unto us. We will obey your commands. We will do as you ask, and we will be the royal priesthood and the holy nation that you want us to be. Even though we're a peculiar people, you've chosen us for yourself. And so somebody needs to give me a high five. Come on, get happy. Get happy. Come on, get happy. Somebody be happy right now, because God loves you and he loves you beyond measure. And listen, get out there and help support our country, United States of America. Come on, let's support our country. Let's begin to move into what God intends for the United States of America, and then also what he intends for the USA will help bless so many other nations. We are blessing other nations right and left. So if you're in another nation, join with us, stand with us in prayer that God is going to reposition our nation and give us some good leadership, leadership that is founded on Christian principles. In the name of Jesus. Come on, get out there. Your vote is your voice. Hallelujah. All right, now listen. I've got an Ascension class that's coming up next week, November 12th, Tuesday, November 12th. You don't want to miss it. You want to come on with me? You want to learn how to ascend? You want to learn how to soar? Get above the enemy. Get above the demonic forces. Live in this space and place where they cannot touch you. Then come and join me on November 12th, 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. All you got to do is go to my website, CandiceSmithman.com. You can sign up there, or you can sign up at the link below. Come and join me in Dream Mentors, dreammentors.org. We got amazing coaches. They're facilitating classes. Come through the program and be a ministry affiliate with us. Come on, we want to teach you how to build your ministry. Build your ministry where you're a good coach or a good discipler. You can run small groups. You can help others and use our curriculum. Maybe you need a coach. Maybe you need somebody to coach you along the way. We have coaches that can work with you individually that can help bring you soul healing and transformation. We can hook you up with one of those people. Go to dreammentors.org. New classes are starting for 101. Here at the end of the month, you want to get on board now. Give yourself a Christmas gift and sign up for Dream Mentors. I know God is calling some of you right now, so let's make it happen. All right, if you haven't gotten a copy of my book, 365 Prophetic Revelations from the Hebrew Calendar, get it now so we can walk through Mar Cheshvan together. Let's make this happen. And I think that's it. I think I've kind of gone through everything at this point. God is getting us ready for some amazing things. And I believe we're going to see some heavy transformation coming this week. But let's get out there and do what we are called to do. All right, share this video with somebody because God is getting ready to pour out his favor. And you are the recipient. All right, be blessed, and I'll see you next week for the Weekly Word.